With the support of the Saskatchewan government and the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board, North 49 Foods is taking steps to help the pork sector be prepared to address foreign animal disease. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The government of Saskatchewan and Sask Pork have allocated a total of $1 million to support the creation of a cull line at the North 49 Foods sow processing facility being built by Donald's Fine Foods in Moose Jaw. Neil Kettleson, the industry relations manager with Donald's Fine Foods, says the cull line will allow the humane slaughter of domestic hogs in the event a serious swine disease outbreak stops trade.
African swine fever would be a devastating disease to ever get in Canada. And really what it would cause is a disruption in our ability to export any products to international customers. And knowing that about 70% of what we produce in Canada here is actually exported abroad, it would have a devastating impact on the industry almost immediately. And the cull line is really an opportunity to prepare for such a catastrophic event. And it's really an ability and a dedicated line, if you will, to be able to euthanize humanely any hogs in Saskatchewan or Western Canada, if need be, in the most efficient manner possible. So it became part of our drawings after good discussions with the province. And Donald was very interested in supporting the industry here. And so the new cull line was put in as an after effect. Really has nothing to do with the operation of the plant. It's totally separate. So, you know, it's a win-win for everybody, I think. It's good for the producers, it's good for the industry, it's good for the government, and for the North 49 Foods, it's our contribution to the industry.
Kettleson notes construction of the new sow slaughtering plant is well underway, but supply chain issues have caused delays. He says it's hoped the plant will be operational sometime this spring, but there's no exact date. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.